Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I explained how several extreme details in last Friday's non-farm payrolls report issued by the Bureau of Labor Statistics did not match reality. As promised, here's what the U.S. government could be trying to accomplish by lying to the American people in this manner. In late October, the Federal Open Market Committee stated that it would consider raising the federal funds interest rate at its December meeting, no matter what the economic data indicated. However, the FOMC would prefer to have political cover for such a move by claiming that the statistics support such an action. Supposedly, the Federal Reserve Bank is independent. Not true. The Fed's Board of Governors are appointed by the U.S. President and confirmed by the Senate, which then form a majority of the FOMC. In actual practice for many decades, the Federal Reserve and the FOMC follow the President's policies. As I have explained, the U.S. government is the world's largest debtor. It needs low interest rates. It would not want the FOMC to raise the federal funds interest rate in December or early next year. Still, to back up the pretense that the economy really is improving, despite the record 102.4 million people of working age that do not have jobs, the FOMC needs to appear that it is being forced to raise interest rates to cool off economic growth. The FOMC has pretended for more than a year that they were on the brink of raising the federal funds interest rate, but always found a new excuse why they didn't. It occurred so often that this committee is losing credibility. To reestablish their relevance and importance, the FOMC just might use last week's false overstatement of an improving jobs market to justify a small interest rate increase in December. If this happens, stock prices will take a hit, exposing the actual weakness of the U.S. economy. Would the FOMC dare take such an action within 12 months of the next presidential election? Highly unlikely. But stranger things have happened. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.